We're remembering Eddie Van Halen this morning, throughout the morning, and we've edited together 2 minutes worth of the most amazing guitar riffs and work that he's done in all these songs. See if you know all these songs. There's one song, though, in this montage that you're going to hear that is not a Van Halen song. See if you know which it is. Unbelievable.
Right? Does it like you wow. feel it. You feel it in your guts.
You can do. I got goosebumps here.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen. And how many people picked up the guitar after, you know, hearing those songs? On his his son's Twitter account yesterday, they were paying tribute. And so many people said, you know, hey, Wolfie, your dad is the reason why.
Yeah.
I got into music mm-hmm. or I did this. Even the big, you know, even people from other bands. Mm-hmm. We're commenting on there. Did you figure out the song?
Yeah, which one was the song that was not him?
Beat It.
Oh, it was Michael
Jackson. Michael Jackson. How many people?
Van Halen.
It's not Van Halen.
Yeah.
How many people knew that Eddie Van Halen played on Beat It? And I was telling the story about my friend who worked at an album rock station back in the day. And I mean, back in, you know, the album rock stations, they were playing all the, you know, the Van Halens and the Led Zeppelins.
Mm-hmm.
They would never, ever play Michael Jackson on an album rock station. But Beat It was such a big, huge hit that they had to play it. And the program director told my friend who worked there, under no circumstances are you allowed to say, here's Michael Jackson, Beat It. You only sell the song as, yeah, Eddie Van Halen on guitar there. That's it.
Wow.
That's the only way. But he made it, and he made it cool. And so, you know, they got to play it on many different formats when it came out.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.